While we're here,
yeah,
one of the bands that's playing, Shallow Side, is with us tonight, and we are going to bring them in right now. Fellas, what is up?
Hey, yo, what's up, guys?
What's up? What
up? How we doing? How we doing?
We are doing fantastic.
The production on that commercial was fantastic. Right. I want to know who the producer is.
Who did the voice? Who did the voice?
It's a Filipino man off of Fiverr. Bro,
have you guys ever seen Better Call Saul? Like you know, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul? Dude, right. I couldn't help. I see Saul Goodman selling me on that show in that ad. I was like, dude, I feel like, oh my God, it's just totally him.
And believe it or not, that is the most fun I have is doing stuff like that and doing the little videos that go with it. That's the most fun I have out of all of this.
It was crispy. It was super crispy. I was sold on it. I'm looking up online to find the tickets. I was like, go ahead. I'll go. I'll show up. I'm for this.
You're like, wait a minute.
Wait, it's me. Oh, crap. How about that? Yeah,
thanks for having us, guys.
That would have been at the door, like, hey, man, look, I accidentally bought a ticket because y'all's commercial was so good. Is there any way I can get a refund on this? I'm actually in the band.
He got me.
They'll be like, hey, listen, you already, like, exceeded your tap allowance before the show even started. So, sir, you find your way to the backstage or we're tossing you out.
That's right. The old Blues Brothers routine.
Yeah, that's how it's going to go.
Your all access pass means nothing here. Pony up.
Well, guys, we are super stoked to have you on the show, but we're very, and I told this story, I think last episode was the very first show Jared and I ever tried to put together. The one that actually Kingdom Collapse headlined was supposed to be you guys, but we couldn't make it work because. But so for 5 years, 5 years, 5 years.
Has it been 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't it work? What happened?
I mean, do you want honesty out of me? You want me to be fully trained? Because I was a cheapskate.
Oh, no.
And I'm being fully transparent. Here was the deal. It was our very first show. We had never put one together. We had just the minimal amount of budget to work with, to know that we would be at least somewhat break even to a little bit successful on the show.
Right.
And so the dollar amounts that we had for the bands, and it just didn't work out with you guys on it. So
I appreciate you being candid with me. You're a good human saying things like that, but listen, I know exactly where you're coming from because I can only imagine everybody that you talk to in our camp, they're all from places of not Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. They are of places that demand and I have, you know what, I would like to apologize for not being the one to answer that phone call because we would have showed up there for a handshake, a hug, as a catfish.
I don't know about Sam. I mean, I don't know, coming from Maryland, would you have shown up for a hug and some catfish? I know I wouldn't.
I heard that some catfish.
Depends on the catfish, right, Sam? That's right. Depends on how good the catfish are.
But I will tell you this. Five years later, we have you. And that's all
we're here.
That's to me, that's all that matters.
That's beautiful.
There are certain bands that Jared and I have put on our list of bands that we want to do shows with. Now we get to check yours off.
So. Oh, nice. Awesome. Wow. I don't want you guys to get your hopes up, okay?
I'll tell you this.
That's great.
My hopes were already up, but Lisa's made it worse.
No!
Let me tell you. I saw you guys playing Jersey with Outlier and Any Given Sin. I was at that show. Not only did I tell you that night that it was the best rock show I had seen in a very long time, I immediately messaged everyone here on this podcast, Jared, Kevin, Matt, and said, oh my God,
Sidebar for everyone watching that entire tour, it was our job to keep the drummer's clothes on. Guess who didn't do a good job on that tour? Lisa, please continue. That's not that one. It looks so good.
That's right.
Who is that? They man titties out everywhere.
There were titties. But no, you know, really they belong nice. To Heath, and that's just the way that Heath is, and that's fine. But best rock show performance, best performance I have literally ever seen. After the show, the guys came out. Sam had a ukulele, and they were just harmonizing and playing like literally in the street as everyone was unloading, you know, loading back up, and it was unbelievable. Get down to the cannery. Just do what you must. Get the money and get down there.
I'm getting pumped up right now. I'm getting fired up. I don't know if this was like a review or if Lisa's just trying to like get us to ready to go. It's like, I'm going to show up. I'm ready.
Let's go. It's the first night of the run, too. We're going to be all jazzed up, ready to like bring it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. When was the last time we had these gentlemen on the show? How long has it been?
You guys were on 2 years ago.
No, it was not that long ago.
I think we did the worst kind, right?
Yeah,
because we
talked about the video in depth afterwards. So, is why we're going to do that video again tonight.
Yeah, I was. That was a loaded question to say. What have you guys been up to for the people that may not know since the last time we spoke to you?
So, man, and I feel like Kevin really set us up to go candid right here. So I'm just going to go as well. Whenever we last talked, Shadowside as a whole was kind of in a place of, disarray, and I hate to dwell on the idea of COVID because like can we just get past it, but there we are, us as a business we had sustained, which so many bands didn't, so many bars didn't, so many of our constituents, if you will, people that we started our adventure with, they were gone then, and we were still like, okay, well, we can keep going. And so then turn around and we go in and we're starting to write music. Sam and I we're pitching ideas back and forth. We're looking for you know just the creative outlet all over again, trying to find the studio world rather than the show world or the performance world rather. And then, you know, we're searching around, hanging out with producers, doing our thing. And we sit down in the studio with Dawson, and shout out Chris Dawson at his studio that I always mispronounce. So I don't want to do it right now. How do you say it, Sam?
Why are you asking me? I think it's aphotic.
Because I trust your education way more than I do mine.
Yeah, aphotic studios.
Aphotic. Yeah, there we go. So, so we sat down with him and we put out some music and we kept trucking. We kept, driving around. And then that particular song got finished and it was the worst kind. So we're sitting there with that song and we were just like, you know what? During the COVID era, we released a couple of tracks that were, a bunch of covers. And if you're just now joining us and watching us live, it was the actual song was the song that opened the show right there. That was the song from Journey. And we wrote that song and we recorded it much more later. Anyway, so we're going around the country recording these songs, right? We put out The Worst Kind. And then we go to the studio in Nashville with Kyle Odell and rip out like a handful of other ones. Then we roll back to the studio with Dawson and we kind of start digging in and making a home. Where we last saw each other was literally the release of The Worst Kind. We we recorded the song, it finished. We go to JT over in St. Louis and record a music video. You guys get it within a, I didn't even, matter of fact, I don't know how y'all got it. It's a little interesting to know how y'all, yeah, you guys like straight scooped it right out from our emails, and then it was out there, and we needed to follow it up. So we put another one out, and that was You're the Reason, The Worst Kind, went on the radio charts and hit in the 30s, and You're the Reason did the same thing, did like two blessings back to back. And you guys are at fault for a good bit of that, and I appreciate you so very much for it. But since then, since we last spoke, You're the Reason came out, and that one did really well for us. And now we're on the brink of releasing a full length album, which will be Shallow Side's official second, technically third. You know what? Math evades me in my education.
That's the tale up till here.
I appreciate the silence.
Yeah. That's okay. All you need to count to is about 8 anyway, so you're good.
Yeah, and so that brings us to what you've got coming up now, because your next album, Reflections, correct?
Yeah, Reflections.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out later this year, but more current is a project that you were just working on. It was a special collaboration. Can you tell us about that? Because I think we have a little sneak peek of it.
Yeah, so we, again, traveling the country, because we're not, we haven't been since COVID playing tours. We've been doing shows. So to kind of like help everyone gauge what that really looks like is, Shadow Side has been more on playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll pick up Sunday. We'll take Monday and Tuesday, and we'll write. We'll sit in the studio. We'll work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, back. And you know what I mean? And then we're back at it. We're back on the street again, and we're just living like a bunch of carnies. And as we're out there eating our funnel cake and donut hamburgers, we're looking around at each other in the van, and we're jamming to this music that we're creating, and there's this song, and it just like it has this void to it, right? This like this touch of open space that needs something crispy, and you know, being from the South or south of the Mason-Dixon line here in America. We like everything deep fried, so we're trying to find something crispy, and we're listening to these tones come out, and it was just right there, offered up. How about we get Elias from Nonpoint to jump in and feature on this track? And everyone's looking around like, bro, what are you going to do, call him? Yeah. You going to call him?
He's going to call him?
We're going to call him, and then we're all like, well, I don't know what to do. So I did the only thing that I know what to do, right? So I searched OnlyFans. He didn't have an account. What's space number two? Instagram, right? Right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I find him on Instagram. I hit him up. I've been following him already. I'm not trying to be weird anyway.
So that's what it was. You hit him up on Instagram. You don't know the guy, and he just responded.
I hit him on Instagram, and I was like, dude, I got this track. I'd really love for you to be on it. And he was like, just send me what you got. And it didn't even click in my head. This, because this is the life that we live. Like, let me take you on a little journey real quick. A couple of months prior, we're on a show with them in Wisconsin, and Sam bust out this big ass platter of salmon, blackened salmon sliders.
I was hoping you was gonna say catfish. Keep going.
Right, blackened salmon sliders. It's kind of close, but like not really.
So pesto mayo cream sauce. Yep.
It was phenomenal. So good that Sam was just like, "Yo, you guys got to get a bite of this." And the guys at Nonpoint they demolished it. They wrecked it. And I had forgotten all about that. That night was a blur. But like most of those nights are, those things, we would retract and be like, "Yo, that was like." That was really cool. Are we like really good friends with these dudes? Come to find out, dude, we've played probably shows with them for the past 6-7 years and ran into them every show, hung out with them. They're gentlemen. You know what I'm talking about? Professionals. And they're solid, like instrumentalists. And they're top tier, in my opinion, for people. But when it comes to like, you know, being a professional and working in a particular industry, they're top tier at that too. So it's no wonder why they are where they are. But as soon as I hit him up, he dialed back and shot me some of the most delicious takes on the song. And it was exactly what that song needed. And that song is going to be available on the 19th, April 19th.
April 19th, yeah. So why don't we... Why don't we go ahead, Kevin? You want to go ahead and roll?
Do we got a sneak peek?
We do.
We got that green footage.
Nowhere has ever seen this. Even the Shallow Side haven't posted this. This is the first exclusive look at Filters.
What do you guys get?
All right, here we go.
Scars and secrets buried deep, never healing, so revealing.
I want to know, not only did you get how'd you get Margot Robbie?
She was
so nice. Super
she
cool.
She was on OnlyFans. They found her there.
She actually lives in the insane asylum that we were at. So it was convenient. It was a convenience, really. Had a couple of extra cups of coffee. She was good.
Yeah, we may or may not have heard a little more of that song. And it's fucking killer.
Thanks so much, man.
It's killer.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, she was like an incredible makeup artist, bro. She like, I follow her on Instagram. She has like thousands of different looks. And like that one day, I was like, holy shit, it's perfect for the video, man. So yeah, dude, I'm glad you guys are stoked for it.
Yeah.
I think stoked is like on the lower level of excitement that we have for it. So
yeah.
Yeah. Who just took me out? No, where'd Matt go?
Matt disappeared. No, Matt left. Yeah. It's about that time of the night where over there his internet like resets. So it kicks him out. Yeah.
He's here. Damn. He's here.
Okay. He'll come back.
Was that a UK thing?
I think it's just honestly a Matt's apartment thing. But you know,
and oddly enough, he's still on AOL. Man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Well, because his OnlyFans.
Right, you got it. He got the joke. You got it.
I'm drinking at the same time.
You're welcome.
I got margarita coming out of my nose now.
I really like the effect though, where it made y'all look crazy, like that. You know, fits the vibe of the song and the insane asylum and all that. That was killer.
There's some fun parts of the video as it goes through that you're going to see a little bit of some kind of Easter eggs that pays homage to some crazy stuff. Just the way that the video plays, a couple of effects that we used. That we had a great time shooting that, and also that place burned down like a week after we left.
Shut up, bro.
So someone pull it up. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy. What was the manor called?
Oh, dude, a state of mind in
state of mind, Massachusetts. How do you say it?
Didn't that happen crazy. To the Love the Hate house?
Yeah, the one that they filmed Solid Ground in. As soon as they were done filming in that one, it caught on fire. It's still standing, but it did catch on fire. Yeah,
it's good to know that rock and roll is still doing its fucking job. All right,
that's it. That place had some evil vibes, bro. No it joke, did. Man. Super weird vibes.
So, Steph asked a question. She asked if you could tell us the meaning behind the song. What is the song about?
Dude, side quest. Earlier on, Filters was supposed to be like this like social media shit. Remember we were talking about that? About these fucking different perspectives, people distorting the truth and shit. But then, tell what else, now that we're in this fucking insane asylum vibe, you want to elaborate on that side of it?
For me, the song really came from a place of being torn in different directions and needing to meet everyone's expectations and constantly having the exposure of, I mean, whatever it is, it feels like there's always a light on. If you can feel me when I say that, like it really just seems like constantly, no matter what you're doing, if you have even found the grounds to take yourself out of your head and say that I'm not going to judge myself anymore, that's not enough, because everyone else is like still staring right down into you. And I feel like that's where the song kind of came from. And it made me feel like it was a bit more like craziness surrounding the tones. And the more that we wrote that song, the more that it continued to evolve into that same thing of just a complete madness of thinking that pleasing everyone, even yourself, all the time is going to make it okay. It's not. It's just and that's where I'm coming from when I hear that song. And that's my interpretation of it. And I feel like our songs have a bit of an artistic view that can be allowed for people to interpret it in different ways.
Okay,
I like it.
I'll get my answer. So
what did you guys think?
What did we each personally think about it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously I've heard the whole song. I've seen the video. I think that it is the collaboration that you didn't know that you needed. It is phenomenal. I think that Elias's parts are really well executed, and it's literally like just breathing something new and fresh into just some killer vocals. I loved it. I love it. I love the whole thing.
Did feel fresh.
So I will say that when you guys started posting about the collab and seeing some of the photos from behind the scenes and all of that, and this group here knowing the fan I am of Nonpoint to begin with, and then the fan I am of you guys, I didn't even need to hear it to know I was going to fucking love it.
So, hero.
But after hearing the full song, it was everything I expected it to be plus some. So I can't wait for people to hear the full song.
Yeah, I didn't see the posts online about Elias being in the video, so I got to just like fresh take on it, and it was like an Easter egg for me at first. I'm like, pretty sure that was Elias, but not 100% sure. And you kind of kept cutting to him, you know, and his part's a little later in the song. And then when he belted it out, I was like, "Fuck, dude, that was killer!" Like it was, they're good,
right, bro.
It was the collab you didn't know you needed.
Dude, so get this, dude. We've been trying to hit that song live, and we were in Florida a couple weeks ago, and we were playing it down in the swamps, and Heath Fields busts out Elias's part while back there on drums, fucking just like,
yes,
yeah, nice. Wow, epic, dude.
Ah,
that's crazy.
Matt, what did you
think?
The internet, behind us. What do you think?
So my perspective on the track, and I don't want to blow smoke up anyone's asses because you know how much I love you boys, but when Sam first sent it to me and I had one listen through, like, that's the best hard rock song that I've listened to in 2024, hands down.
Ah, yeah! Take it.
And then the next thing he did was send it to me and go, oh my God, you've got to hear it.
It's absolute fire. It's the collab I never thought I needed or ever considered in my life, but it's one that I can now not live without, and I can't wait to see the response when it drops.
Yeah. Oh, and don't worry, Steph. Heath is in the video and shirtless. So no pasties.
Yeah, not this time.
When does he have a shirt on?
All right, so on another note, we would like to play a full song from you guys while you're on the show. And we talked about You're the Reason. And what was the other one we were talking about?
The Worst Kind.
Yeah. So I've got both of them sitting here. You guys tell us which one you want us to play.
I feel like The Worst Kind is like the better representation of like the new song. I don't know. What do you think?
It's definitely where it all starts.
All right.
As far as the story and succession in the new album is kind of like where it all starts.
All right. So I must do this before we play the video. You can see these guys April 12th at the Cannery Bar and Grill. Tickets available right now at thesound228.com. They will be with Scotty Austin, Seventh Day Slumber, themselves, Shallow Side, along with Magdalene Rose, Love the Hate, and them guys. Six bands for $25. You can't beat the deal. And here is The Worst Kind from Shallow Side. Check it out. You're watching The Sound. If you could only see Matt James the whole time. I should have put Matt just up there yes. with it.
Yeah.
Still a great tune. What was funny is, you know, I was listening to it and I was going, you know, that's one of my favorites that you guys do. And I was like, what? Let me run through this list real quick. And I was like, oh yeah, and I remembered one of the first songs once we started the radio station. One of the first songs we put into rotation was Sound the Alarm. And
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
And then I go back and I look at it and I'm like, look at Eric's hair in these videos. Got the
you know what? You see, if you could help me, like, let's just start a prayer group, really. I think what we should do with it. This stuff right here, it's anxiety, really. Is what it is. This like it, I fixed it with anxiety, you know. Just yeah. The more it stands up, the more stressed that I am.
You don't want Kevin. You don't want Kevin or myself praying for your hair. Let's just.
You really don't.
Oh man! Praise God. You
can come to mine if you like.
Well, but hell, we swim faster, so it doesn't matter. Anyway,
so outside of the Rock Redemption tour, what is next past that?
Past that, we have the album. That's what we're going to be working on. We have a little bit left to do to wrap it up so it can be available for everyone and we don't have to continue releasing singles. I'd really like to get this album out so I can get started on the next one. So that's the job immediately. We're looking for the summer, you know, jumping in some tours. And we have some stuff coming up in the what is it? We got
We got tons of stuff going on May. We have a lot of headlining shows that are coming up at the end of April as well. We're hitting Memphis, we're hitting Birmingham, Little Rock, Arkansas, Springfield, Missouri, and Oklahoma City. And then in May, we're hitting North Carolina with Stitched Up Heart, which should be a cool show in, I think that's going to be in Jacksonville, close to the beach. Then Pennsylvania, Hanover, Pennsylvania in May. We got Bratfest in Wisconsin in May. Tons of stuff coming up, man.
So I was thinking about this. If there was a bucket list for you guys of bands or festivals that you could be on that you haven't been on yet, what would that be?
The Danny Wimmer shows. Probably.
Yeah, he's crushing it for sure.
So, and I will say this because I'm surprised. So you haven't played any of them?
We used to play Ink and the Clink before it was Incarceration, right, Bo? Right. What else?
Right, yeah, we played...
Welcome to Rockville as well, right? You guys played Welcome to Rockville?
No, I don't think so.
Really? I'm trying to remember when, like, the most...
And that on my end of it is actually a big surprise for me.
Yeah,
dude,
I haven't been to any of his festivals or the festivals that they put on. I kind of pay attention to the lineups a lot, but to hear that you guys haven't been on any of them is absolutely flabbergasting to me. Yeah. I don't understand how that's not happened.
Do they run Rocklahoma, or is that different?
That's different.
We were supposed to do that one year, and our vehicle broke down. So that one would also be pretty cool. I think Rocklahoma would be pretty dope. The Denny and Wimmer gigs would certainly be gnarly. I would love to play like a sold out Wembley. Is that weird?
I feel like that.
I hold that so much higher than say like Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean?
That's not weird at all, because you know what? When I hear sold out Wembley, I think of Queen. I think of Live Aid. I think of like that Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
I think about those people singing. Yes.
I think, and I hate to say this, and I don't want Matt's ego to get way up here, but I truly, honestly think that the crowd, the crowds and the music lovers in Europe and in the UK appreciate a live show more than most in the United States.
Son of a bitch. There he goes. We'll never hear the end of that. We'll never hear the end of that. I'm just talking about
in a big picture.
You're not necessarily wrong. I'm just mad about it. But
I'm sure that Lisa will agree. Lisa's been over here and she's hit some small venues. She's hit some arenas. Like, we was at Skindridge when you were over here last time at I think it's 14,000 capacity arena. And the difference in the venues over here, Lisa, what do you think on that, Kevin's point?
Just say it. Agree with me.
I think Lisa's
do I have
muted.
Her muted? Is she muted?
Hold on, Lisa. No, your mic's off, Lisa. Know.
Mike, Lisa, we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Shit. Your mic's off.
I am agreeing with you. Sorry.
Okay.
My daughter was walking through, so I forgot I muted my mic. I feel like I do agree with you. And the reason is because England's a really tiny country. It is. Yeah. It's really small. And there's not a lot of arenas to be had. There's only a few. So when you get to that level, it is tremendous. It's a huge accomplishment. It's not like here. We've got arenas everywhere. You know,
sure.
It's not that big of a deal. I feel like everything's almost an arena show, or everything's at like a huge pavilion, you know, where there's like 20 or 30,000 people. That is not commonplace over there. So when you get to that level, it's rock star status, man.
Yeah.
And they are. The crowds are
to put it in perspective, the nearest arena to me is it 7,500? And it's in Cardiff, which is 2-hour drive away.
It's in Wales. It's in another part of the UK. It's not even England.
That brings up something that I saw. Brandy brought it to my attention. There was a conversation going on Facebook or one of the social medias. And the question was, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the typical old school 3-band show or these multi 6-band plus type shows? And to me, in the conversation we were having was, When I started promoting shows, it was three band bills, and we had no problems with it. Now I think if you do a 3-band bill in a bar, people are like, they're so used to everything being a festival. A festival used to be 6 bands.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have festivals that are hundreds of bands.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like economics though too, right? Because I was talking about this the other day. Lisa mentioned it about Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I mean, you can't go to any concert nowadays for a band that you know of. Like, just for instance, Tool came through in January. I mean, you're talking nosebleed tickets for almost $100 on the floor. You're getting up into the $500 range. I mean, I paid $20 to see them way back when, right? So these big Thursday through Sunday festivals with 600 bands, at least you can kind of get bang for your buck, like buying fucking Coke at Sam's, you know, you get a little more for your money.
Right.
It's kind of the same deal. You know what I mean?
You can get Coke at Sam's?
Oh, yeah. Cola.
Sam Bauer, he's the guy.
But so,
Sam!
Justin,
I didn't know you had Coke.
Justin put one in here where he thinks Red Rocks would be a great show.
Oh, 100%.
Red Rocks is probably one of the best venues that I've ever stepped foot in. And I stepped foot in 1987, 88.
Don't be giving you away. Don't be giving your age away.
I was actually on a youth group retreat, and it was in Denver, and one of our events was at Red Rocks. So I was actually able to be at Red Rocks. And now I see these videos and see these like Matchbox 20 live at Red Rocks and stuff like that. I go watch all that shit because that venue is just so, I mean, it's in the side of a fucking mountain.
Yeah, when Kevin went, not even all the mountain was there.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Fred and Barney were
the one shot. Wasn't even formed yet. It was just half a rock. It was half.
There's still ocean on the other side over there. There's still water on the other side.
Only half of the bleachers were there.
Yeah. So like
they were still brown rock. The rest of it.
I think the perfect show, I feel like, despite like a headlining Shallow Side set, which we like have been doing pretty frequently recently, is like for us right now, the idea of having like a damn good, like fresh local band and then us just like tear it up at that like 9:30 slot and then some fucking huge band is the headliner, right? That's what our whole shot is right now. It's just like whatever we can to be that middle tier glory filler until the headline, you know? Hey, like
best slot for sure.
I'm going to put a statement out now while we're talking about small venues and bigger arenas and stuff. And Sam just mentioned there being the middleman. If you get a chance to see Shallow Side in these smaller venues, do it now because it isn't going to be long before they are selling out arenas. And that's a fact.
Amen. Matt, that's right.
I've been telling everybody about not just you guys, Shallow Side, but that what you just said, like when people start complaining about what music costs now as far as like live shows and stuff, I keep telling them, what we do here at The Sound, we are very much connected into, in my opinion, the music is like when you go see a show from a band that's like 20 years old, that's great. I love them. We all grew up on that. But the new music that's out there now, you can still get for that $35 ticket. It's there. You just got to be paying attention and know where they are and go to that venue that's not, you know, your local, like Lisa said, your local arena, right?
And you got to be open. Catch them in a bar. You've got to be open to accept newness.
That's it.
Yep.
And so, that's a tough thing to do sometimes, you know. That's I feel like that's the most difficult thing as a new listener. You immediately hear a loud PA system and distortion guitars in a direction that you haven't been familiar to that specific riff one time through, and that really throws people off immediately rather than to be open to that idea. But I would challenge everyone listening, and you guys as well, which is it'd be an easy challenge for you guys. We do this in the van a lot. Like you're not really allowed to judge or decline music or a band if you haven't seen them live yet. You got to give them three songs, right? You got to give them three songs. And it doesn't matter if it's prog rock, death metal, mainstream rock, pop music, hip hop, country. It doesn't matter like really what it is at this point. I was like scrolling through. I was thumbing through TikTok the other day, and I saw this French dude, this French black kid with like he's missing his two front teeth, and he's just he does something classic with. And I don't even speak good English. I don't know what the hell he's talking about in his French language. But like, you should give everyone at least three songs in to make a full judgment on whether you think that is probably not for you or not.
Right.
Once you dive down a rabbit hole of a particular type of music, you'll probably find that's not for you, and you'll find your way off in a different direction. But I think that that's a good rule of thumb to live by. And if you're walking into a bar and you see a band playing, give them five, because if they get three in and they start like warming up, man, they, like so, I saw some bands just piss me off all the way like through. They start off on like two sour notes and I'm like, oh, here we go. And they'll get like five, six songs in and the whole band singing together and the guitars are laying it down and the drummer's not missing. Everybody's squared up. The smiles are on the faces and like there's something intoxicating about that. There's something electric that happens right there that you don't get everywhere else.
Spoken like a true musician and a true fan. I respect that.
One of the other things when you're talking like that, I was thinking when you hear a new band or when it's new to you, it may not be a new band, but it's new to you. Make sure you, if you like what you hear, make sure you dig deep into what was there before you started liking them.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you guys, if somebody's into what you're about to release, but if they dig down and go back and go all the way back to Sound the Alarm and stuff like that, there's a whole bunch of shit that they're going to like from you guys, not just what recently happened. So,
and not only that, but you're going to hear the evolution of Shallow Side. You're going to hear the evolution of the sound. You're going to hear, no matter what band it is, you're going to hear an evolution. And I think that's sometimes really important. And you've got to go to those small clubs, man. I tell you, I hardly ever go to an arena show, ever. I would much rather spend the $15, drive 2 hours away to a place that holds 150 cap to go see a band than I would see them anywhere else. It's a far better experience, in my opinion. And you're actually hearing the real raw talent and seeing the passion come from that artist. Because I'm sorry, I feel like when you get to that arena level, I feel like, you know, you're done paying your dues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen great arena shows, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
We played arena shows and I'd like to say that they even charge us for the beer and it's expensive. I don't fucking like it. I mean, I can't deny like playing in front of a lot of people. That's sexy. It's something. It does something to a redheaded fella, but they do. The beer is expensive. Beer is expensive in a ring.
Well, Kevin, I think we got Dusty sitting in the green room here, huh?
We do, and we still have a video to premiere too.
Yeah, we got to do that next.
Gents, we could talk all night. I hate we got to cut it, but we got to.
Definitely. One last statement about Shallow Side. Having us.
Oh, good. Thank you,
guys.
One
last statement about these boys. These are some of the most talented musicians on the fucking planet right now. So if you don't know who they are, go and check their music out. Go and buy tickets to a show, preferably at the Cannery, because we're hosting that show. But go and see them live. And these guys are insane.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
I'm looking forward to hanging out on the 12th, gentlemen. Very much so.
We'll see you guys. Thank you, Lisa. See you, Jerry. See you, Kevin. We'll see y'all soon.
See ya. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We really appreciate the support. If you want to stay up to date with all the things we're doing here at The Sound, be sure to download our free radio app. It's in the App Store or Google Play. Just type in The Sound 228. It'll come right up. Download it on your phone. You can stay up to date with all of our social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And you can also download the episodes of the podcast and the Homegrown Show, all right there inside of the app. Go download it now. You won't be disappointed. And once again, we are The Sound. We are New Rock.